As promised, we're joined right now by a center for the Golden State Warriors. He is a two-time NBA champion. 12 points, 14 rebounds, a block and a steal in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. He was the 30th pick in 2015 out of UCLA. You've got Game 1 of the NBA Finals getting underway tomorrow night in Toronto. Golden State at Toronto, 9 p.m. Eastern. Kevon Looney is my guest. Kevon, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. All right, so we're a day away from the start of the NBA Finals, and you've been in this situation pretty much every year since you've been drafted. So what's it like being there right now? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Or is this pretty much just normal at this point?
I'm really excited. You know, it's different from the years in the past. You know, we played Cleveland the last 2 years, and coming to Toronto is a different team, different environment, different city. So it's a lot of fun.
Good point. It is a different team. It's a different opportunity, and you're not with the home court advantage this time. So when you look at the Raptors, what are your initial thoughts on that matchup?
I think it's going to be a fun matchup. They're a great team. You know, Kawhi's been playing great. The bench players have been playing great. So it's going to be a tough challenge not having a full roster for the finals. But I think we're fully capable of winning this series, and we just look forward to getting on the court.
Kevon Looney joining us. You know, rather than break down the entire series, I kind of want to talk to you about the huge role that you've played in getting to this point. As an example, Warriors assistant Chris DeMarco has said that you have not been late to a single practice or a drill in your entire time with the Warriors. It would take incredible focus and dedication to do that. So where does that attitude and that approach come from?
Just coming into the league, you know, playing on a championship team and you know, being hurt and not having a chance to really play. You know, as a rookie, I had great veterans that taught me that you got to be early, you got to be first, never be late. And that's something that I stuck to. And I found a way to get on the court by working hard and determination. And that's what I always tell people, to just be first, be early. And it's working for me. You know, I only can do so much. And playing on a team with superstars, you got to do something to stand out. And as a role player, that was my calling card.
Kevon Looney joining us. You know, you make that point about how when you're on that team, you've got superstars around you, and they say, hey, you got to be accountable. One of those stories is you had surgery on your hip as a rookie. You came to practice one point on crutches, and Draymond said, what you doing? You should have been here an hour ago. What do you remember about that moment?
I remember it clear as day. I coming in, practice started at 11. I'm like, I'm going to get there about 10:30. I can't do anything any day. My rehab doesn't start till about 12:30, so I'm just going to get there at 10:30. I came in. While I'm walking in, Draymond's walking to the court like, man, what you doing? I'm like, man, I just got to practice. What's up? He said, man, you should have been here an hour ago. I said, but I ain't doing nothing. I don't care. Be here at 9:30. So I took that to heart, and I actually started coming at 8:30. And that's just my normal time every day.
Kevon Looney is joining us. You know, also, in addition to that, when you were coming up, you were being called the next KD. But then you have these injuries and you have this adversity. It would have been easy to get down. Instead, you went about creating a role for yourself. What was your approach, and what was that time like for you?
No, it was tough being hurt coming into the NBA. You know, when you, as a rookie, you know, coming out of college, you think, oh, I'm gonna come take the NBA by storm, and I'm gonna make a name for myself. But I was hurt my first couple of years, and you know, I had to watch on the sideline. I'm watching all my fellow draft mates play well and do big things. But I was lucky enough to be on the team that was going to the championship every year and learning from guys like KD and Steph and Draymond. And I just kept my confidence and kept working on my game, and them guys stayed by my side and stayed confident in me and gave me a lot of hope. And I was able to work hard and finally get healthy and use everything I learned from guys on the court, and it really helped me out a lot. You know, I had a lot of great veterans like David West, Varejao, Bogues, and Draymond and Andre, who taught me the small things about basketball, the little details that I really focused on. It really helped me get a role on the team.
Golden State Warrior, Kevon Looney joining us. Not just a role, but a foundational role, which I'll get to in a minute. Steve Kerr used that word. You know, you mentioned Andre Iguodala. I know you've given him a lot of credit. Man, I've got so much respect for him, the way he goes about his business, his basketball IQ. What was it like the first time you met Iggy and he started to give you advice?
I think the first time I met Iggy, I was a rookie, and I think it was like the NBA Players Awards, and the first thing he did, he just messed with me a whole lot. I'm like, man, this guy might be an a-hole. He's kind of mean as a rookie coming in.
Wow.
And it's funny that he's been one of the biggest influences on my career. You know, first thing he always said to me, man, make sure you're eating right. You know, as a kid coming out of college, I was eating fast food every day. He was like, man, you got to take care of your body. You got to take care of your body. And the first year, I'm like, man, whatever, man. I'm always be skinny, but... but I listened to him, and it really paid off for him.
So what kind of fuel do you put in your body now? I mean, if you are what you eat, what do you eat?
I eat a lot of... Now, I usually do a pretty basic diet, like chicken, rice, asparagus, stuff like that, steak. Andre tried to get me to go vegan sometimes, but I ain't ready for that yet. I'm still trying to graduate to that point. But, I try to keep a clean diet. I'm a big snacker, so I've been cutting out chips and cookies and things like that the last couple of years, and it really helped.
It's hard, man. It's hard. The struggle is real. Kevon Looney joining us. So throughout the postseason, in critical moments, you've been the right guy in the right place at the right time, getting a rebound, making a great defensive stop, finishing off an alley-oop, getting a loose ball. How different do you feel on the floor in those critical minutes versus maybe when you first started to play in the NBA?
I feel a lot more confident. Last year, I played in the playoffs, and I was in the game for some critical moments, but I was scared to death last year. I couldn't even lie to you. Being in those games, and you watch the pressure situations from the bench, and it's a lot different being in the game and being on court at in the moments. And I learned from last year being in the game in some of those moments, and Steve giving me the confidence and trusting me to play me in those key moments is really giving me confidence for this year. And I feel this year I feel way more confident, way more comfortable. I know where to be, I know what to expect, and it's really helping me a lot. And I feel like I can make an impact at the end of the game.
So when you talk about those moments last year, I've got to think that you're talking about, for instance, going up against James Harden and matching up with him consistently in the Western Conference Final. What do you remember about that series, and how important was that?
I can remember game one. They probably iso'd me probably 25 to 30 times, and I was like, man, I was tired, but I held my own. After that, I feel like I earned respect from Houston and from my teammates. I feel like I gained the trust from my teammates that I can go out there and accept any challenge and hold my own. Going to that series, I've been playing okay, but that series really took my confidence to another level, playing against the high level guys like that on the highest stage, and coaches depending on me, and me showing up really gave me a boost.
All right, so a couple of quick things before you go. When you talk about the coaches depending on you, I mean, Kevon, it's one thing to play a role, but it's quite another that after Game 4 in the Western Conference Finals, when you go 12-14, Steve Kerr says, quote, "Looney has become one of our foundational pieces," end quote. That's a really strong statement. What was your reaction when you heard him say that?
I was excited. As a rookie coming in a couple of years ago, that's what you dream about, but after having injuries and having things happen to you that didn't really go your way, I never really thought that I would be considered a key player for this team or even a foundational piece. Like Steve said, that was seemed like a faraway dream. And for me to really work hard and see everything paying off, and for Steve, who's been one of my biggest believers since my rookie year, even when I was hurt, for him to give me that stamp and that co-sign from a guy that's won championships and been a great at every level that he's been on was great to hear.
Final thought. When I talk to Bob Myers, we always talk about the culture of that team and of that locker room. Yeah. This is a team that is loaded with superstars, loaded with Hall of Famers, but also guys who are all willing to make sacrifices for each other. How would you describe the culture of that team?
I think we have a unique culture in the locker room. Guys always want to play for each other. Nobody gets mad about their minutes or their role. Steve is a guy who gives everybody opportunity, but sometimes you might not play for a week or 2 weeks, but your time's coming. Throughout the playoffs, some guys didn't play for a whole series, and next game they're playing a huge role in a closeout game or in the next series. And some guys can't handle that, but I think our team has a great chemistry. We all like seeing each other win. All seeing each other play well, and I think that separates us from a lot of teams. We have a lot of fun in the locker room, and it shows on the court. Our team has been through a lot, and you can see when we're down 10 or down 15, we never get worried. We believe in each other, and we believe that we can pull out any game.
He is a two-time NBA champion, a center for the Golden State Warriors. Game 1 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Toronto. Kevon Looney, my guest. Kevon, I really appreciate you. Great job. Thanks for coming on the program. Good luck with it.
All right, thanks for having me.
Great talking to you. Another great example of why Golden State's Golden State. 30th pick in 2015 out of UCLA. Enters the NBA. Busted up. Injuries. Grinds it out. Plays through it. Learns the culture. Studies his tape. And now he's a, quote, foundational piece. Good stuff. Shout out to my man Raymond Ritter. Landing in Toronto. Setting it all up. 1-800-636-8686. It is toll-free. Hit us up. We are wide open until the middle of hour number two. Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander joins me then. Started with the Lakers. Moved on to Golden State. When we come back, let's talk some baseball. As I mentioned, no NBA last night, no NHL last night. Did not matter. A ton of baseball. Really good baseball. And speaking of baseball, Tom Glavine is my guest on episode 83 of the Jim Rohn Podcast. Look for it. If you've already subscribed, it will find you. 23 days until the Smack Off. Another Smack Off profile coming up later on. Oh, that's it.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rohn Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday is always an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. All you have to do is go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Ask me a question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So Golden State obviously has got great, great players. Great players. But that roster is amazing when it comes to good interviews. There's so many good dudes and so many interesting people and so many great guys to talk to. Kevon Looney, just the latest to come on the program, and he's evidence of that. Man, Bob Myers has put together an amazing roster, both on and off the floor. This is what the Lakers need to realize. I'm sure they looked at Bob Myers, a former agent, extremely smart, extremely thoughtful, and a guy who just can connect with people. They probably thought, hey, Rob Pelinka, look at Bob Myers. Look at what he's done for Golden State. The Lakers need to know you can't replicate Bob Myers. There's nobody like Bob Myers. There's nobody like Bob Myers. He is the best at what he does. You can't just go grab some agent and expect him to do the same thing. Myers was ready for the job. Myers knows what to do. Myers does not lie out his ass. Pelinka apparently does, according to that report. Or at least according to that one story, because we know for a fact there's no way Kobe could have had dinner with Heath Ledger after seeing that movie.